25. Rico. I don't have a good feeling about this, Isaac said. I think that might be the understatement of the year, Rico replied. Their mod box was sitting in the middle of the street at the head of the line of survivors they were trying to get out of Sanisco alive. Lutz's car was beside theirs, the engineer's head swiveling back and forth between them and the obstacle ahead. Obstacle. That might be the understatement of the century. They had been trailing behind the Jaxcluth, keeping to the shadows of the dilapidated buildings on either side of the corridor, and staying as quiet as they could, while the alien creatures chased General Stacker and the two armored vehicles toward the southern gates. The plan to draw the enemy away had been working perfectly, the civilians on foot behind them managing to stay grouped and moving along, despite the palpable fear within the ranks. For a moment, Rico thought they were going to get away with it. For a moment, she was convinced their plan would succeed and they would get the nearly 500 people out of the city alive. 500 out of 10,000. She tried not to think about that part. Not that it mattered. The moment was over. The Jaxcluth had stopped, every last one of them at the same time. Then, they had flipped themselves over, using their tentacles to change direction in place. It left their central mass upside down, their eyes below their mouths. But that didn't seem to affect them in the slightest. Now they were charging toward the survivors, hundreds of tentacles stretched across the entire street, blocking the gate ahead, preventing them from escaping. The people behind Rico screamed, and a glance back showed them scattering, each one of them individually abandoning the group. She found Bale standing fixed at the head, his fear keeping him locked in place when he should have urged them to stick together. They were safer that way. Not safe, but safer. She gripped the handle of the machine gun and leaned back in the seat slightly. Holding the trigger, she rattled with the weapon as it unleashed its ordnance, sending bullets smashing into the closest Jaxcluth. General, Rico said, they're bolting. Nathan didn't answer. Rico kept shooting. General? No reply. Ike, we can't just sit here. Where do you want me to go? It was a good question. There was no escape from these things. Not right now. She continued shooting, tearing three limbs off the lead Jaxcluth. Lutz's gunner finally joined the fight, following her lead. Fall back, she said to Isaac. Keep us away from them so I can keep shooting. Roger. The mod box started moving, spinning a tight radius to get them turned the other way. Rico rotated the turret around to keep her guns on the enemy, still ripping into them. They started back down the street, continuing to shoot. Rico checked her HUD, noting for the first time that Nathan's status was orange. Injured, but alive. The APC was headed down the street, taking a wide approach to flank the Jaxcluth while the tank was still in position. Why wasn't it moving? A loud boom answered her question, the shell hitting the line of Jaxcluth and detonating, sending the creature sprawling. The tank didn't move while it reloaded, and they all waited for the Jaxcluth to turn their attention back on the weapon. They didn't. They continued closing on Rico and the rest of the civilians. Worse, a quick glance at the situation grid told her more of the creatures were closing on them all. The Parabellum swooped over the area, firing plasma into the Jaxcluth. The tank released another round, killing another. Rico kept shooting, sending hundreds of bullets into the one nearest them, finally getting through its tentacles and cutting into its central mass. It reached for them, its limb falling just short as it died. Rico sighed in relief, trying to keep track of the scene. The survivors had scattered everywhere. Some were hiding in buildings. Others were trying to run back to the pyramid. They were headed right for the other Jaxcluth. Two of the cars were fleeing too, the drivers making a run for it. The others were more brave, staying ahead of the Jaxcluth and doing their best to injure and harass them. Rico looked up in time to see one of the Relia catching up to one of the cars. Its tentacles grabbed the machine and lifted it, easily tearing it in half, the deputies falling out on the ground where more tentacles grabbed them and either tore them apart or stuffed them into its monstrous maw. Rico didn't stop shooting, the handle of the turret growing warm in her hands. She glanced down at the belt feed and the linked crates of ammunition stacked beside it. The bullets were going fast, nearly half already expended. Hold on, Isaac shouted. He cut the wheel hard, skidding the machine as a Jaxcluth lunged at them, its swinging tentacle only barely missing the vehicle. She rotated the turret toward the limb and fired, cutting it off. "There's too many!" Rico shouted back. Another shell from the tank damaged the Jaxcluth line, but the smaller ones had gotten ahead and were passing Rico. They attacked the civilians, and the screaming started again. Rico's jaw clenched. The people were all going to die. The plan had failed, and they didn't have enough firepower to do a damn thing about it. A sharp whine cut through the rest of the fighting, and the APC charged in from the left, main gun tearing through the smaller Jaxcluth and cutting them down, stopping their attack. The Parabellum passed over again, firing down into the enemy line. Rico smiled, getting a second wind as she rotated the turret toward another mark on her grid. She was about to fire when the mod box was lifted and thrown sideways. She barely had time to pull herself from the turret and jump free as it slammed roof first into a solid brick wall, crushing the gun turret on its roof nearly flat. She landed beside the toppled vehicle, rolling to her feet and looking back to where she could see Isaac through the barred windshield. Still in the driver's seat, he hung from his seatbelt, struggling to release it. Obviously a little dazed, he moved slowly, but at least he was still alive, for now. The Jaxcluth that had latched onto the mod box and tossed it into the brick wall like a kid's toy had come from around the corner. While it had only shown as a red mark on her HUD, it was the largest of the aliens she had seen thus far. It towered over them, rivaling a small Goliath in size. And it was coming right for them. Rico reached to her back for her rifle, only to realize it had been dislodged during the crash. Her eyes fixed on one of the Jaxcluth's tentacles rising into the air to whip down toward her. She grabbed the pistol on her hip. It wasn't much, but it was better to die fighting. Rico didn't hear the motorcycle engine over the din of the fighting, and the volume of targets had shrouded her view of it on her HUD. In 1 second, she was staring at the tentacle reaching for her, sure it would kill her. And in the next, the bike was there, and Hayden landed cleanly in front of her along with an Axon, the motorcycle tumbling away. "Sheriff!" Rico shouted in a mixture of relief and excitement. Hayden didn't look at her. "Help Isaac!" he shouted, catching the tentacle in both augmented hands as it descended toward them. He held it above his head and leaned toward it, his knees locked so that he skidded on the soles of his boots as the alien pushed him backward. The Axon raised its right arm, its skin stretching into a blade that glowed blue before cutting down through the tentacle and slicing it away. Hayden drew his guns and rushed toward the main body of the giant Jaxcluth, the Axon at his side.